Hello, friends and families, at home, in the park, everywhere. Thank you so much for tuning in for Radio Neighbourhood. This is an outdoor dance drama performance alongside a radio broadcast of a story about an alien meeting a human. In order for this performance to run smoothly, we're going to need your help. When you hear, you will be instructed to do a certain action. Here is now a drill. Please wave at the performers. Please clap your hands. Thank you. If you are at home, sit back and relax. The show will start soon. In 30 seconds, we will present you Radio Neighbourhood.
Captain Solo Trip Voice Log 2047. I am on the path to the next supply station, passing by Earth. Upon my first observation from afar, this planet appears to be a flat disk. As I slowly approach, the planet reveals itself to be a globe, turning round and round, accompanied by a small moon. The civilians there struggle to understand the origin of the moon, as well as arguing the actual shape of their own planet.
No, I didn't have a car accident recently. Stop calling. Another scam phone call.
Starry, starry night.
Wrong timing.
Fly me to the moon and let...
Too slow.
Let me hold your hand again.
Too romantic. Why is everyone so into holding hands? Isn't it too hot, too restricting? Too energetic. Too much like the Backstreet Boys.
The alert sound is on. Some sort of failure. The last inspection was a week ago. I was 99.9% sure that the spaceship hardware passed the health and safety check for a solo voyage. Ah! Heartbreak of the Tin Man. The cliché.
Whoa!
Ugh. Ugh.
Whoa!
Ah.
Whoa!
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss. I'm a shine.
Ugh.
Whoa!
Ugh.
Oh.
Ugh. 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 Ugh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Oh my god, I don't want to die.
Smoke everywhere.
Or is it just fog?
Is it wartime?
Oh no, we're not at war, are we?
Wartime does not look like this. Back in the days.
Come on, right after lockdown?
Shiny.
Huge.
Look.
Look at that. Look at that.
What is that? What's happening?
Look. Look.
That's new.
Wow. Oh my god.
Is this a UFO?
This is a joke. It looks like this.
What is that?
Something is coming out of it.
Is that an alien?
You watch too much sci-fi.
Maybe it's another promotional event on TV.
About a new series on supernatural events.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, wow,
okay.
Wow.
I think we should run.
No. Stay and watch the whole thing. It's a performance.
I love art and culture.
Hey, remember Flash Mob?
Oh, that's so 2010. Please take photos of the alien with your phone.
Gonna get some
Instagram
good shots.
TikTok this, TikTok this.
Instagram this.
TikTok
What's
this,
Instagram?
TikTok this.
What's TikTok?
Too late to explain. Just film it.
Nah, I ain't got time.
Oh my God, I'm
time
going to get so many likes for
account.
This video.
Like.
Yay! Downloading necessary information for survival on this planet.
Maybe it's just not the day for music. Oh, wow! Are we on You've Been Framed? Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I understand what you meant by You've Been Framed.
You know, You've Been Framed on ITV. How much are you getting for this?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure if I understand.
Well, your makeup is very realistic.
I am who I am, and I don't need any decorations.
Oh, wow. Philosophical.
May I introduce myself? My name is... I'm a pilot from the planet B612.
Planet B612. Are you the little prince?
No, just a coincidence. Wait. 你好.
Damn! Aliens are racist too.
Apologies. Facial recognition.
Racist technology everywhere. Not all East Asians speak Mandarin, okay?
The technology of your planet appears to be implicitly biased, as it's mostly developed by a specific social group.
I think it's time for you to walk away. I don't have time for stupid TV shows.
Please allow me to explain. The data about your planet seems to have been developed to be biased. I will be more careful when using the information from now on. I came from a planet where we've abandoned the concept of translations. We've acquired the abilities to communicate without language barriers for decades.
Okay.
Should we continue this conversation in English?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you copying me?
Just a coincidence.
So you are really an alien?
Yes.
All right. Really?
Affirmative.
You said you're a pilot from another planet, and you've picked Earth to be your destination? Why?
I did not pick this location. I literally just crash landed here. Look.
Well, welcome.
Please follow the hand gesture of the alien.
What's going on?
I'm taking deep breaths to come to terms with the fact that I'm stranded on this foreign planet, dissipating the negative energy.
Like the Vulcans in Star Trek.
Yes. More like the trees shaking off the yellow leaves, I'll say.
You appear to be from a higher civilization. Don't you have some smart ways of fixing your spaceship?
I'm a solo voyager, meaning that I need to get supply at stations from time to time. There is no way for me to fix the spaceship alone. All I can do now is to survive and wait for support.
So, there are stations out there where you can get supplies from?
Affirmative.
What? We've been observing space since the 1800s. We've sent numerous telescopes up there to look around, and we've seen no life so far. And now you're telling me there are supply stations out there for aliens? Come on!
Well, there are a lot of things that you cannot see. Even if you do see, you may not believe it. Like how you are looking at me right now, and you don't believe that I am an alien.
Like Zhuangzhou dreaming of being a butterfly.
The story from Zhuangzi.
There was a man called Zhuangzhou. He fell asleep and found himself transformed into a butterfly, flying joyfully, satisfied by who he was. When he woke up from this dream, he realized that he was transformed into a human. He was confused, couldn't figure out if he was really a man or just a butterfly dreaming of being a man. Also rather new to this place.
Have you been enjoying this place then?
There's been a honeymoon period where everything seems possible. Later, life gets harder as you realise more about society here. You know lemon drizzle cake? The first two bites are real enjoyment, so sweet and flavourful, a real treat. Then you start to think about how much sugar is in it. Then the cake just feels heavy, too strong. And then it's just regret from there on till the end.
This experience of eating is not applicable to our lives.
Aliens don't eat.
We have acquired chlorophyll in our metabolic system. We generate energy by migrating into the sunshine.
So you're a plant?
Not exactly.
You know we eat plants, right?
We survive with plants. We host the plant and we help them propagate. In the meantime, we save the time from not eating to perform tasks that advance our civilization. We have clear priorities and we have figured out methods to achieve them.
Sounds very efficient. At the same time, quite sad.
Why?
Cooking and eating are one of the greatest joys in life, at least for me. Through cooking, I find who I am and where I belong. I also get to chat to my friends about how we make the same dishes differently. When we gather around the table and start eating, that could really make my day. I never really enjoyed cooking when I was back home. After I arrived here, I started to spend time picking the right ingredients, using the right pots and pans, reading recipes carefully. All of this just to recreate the taste I like, the taste that reminds me of home.
Do you miss home then?
It's not about if I miss home or not. It's about how home lives in me.
Now hold up one finger and draw your favourite dish in the air.
Fascinating. Perhaps this crash landing does have a silver lining after all. I'm on a solo voyage to research on society and community before the pragmatic system on our planet kicks in. Our planet currently runs the society in a way where we focus on productivity and prioritize efficiency. We don't need to eat. We have chlorophyll. We don't need to learn. We gain telepathic contact with the information in the digital realm. We don't even have the concept of family, as our youngsters were raised in a collective dormitory.
That sounds a lot like communism.
It's more like socialism.
What's the difference?
There are no kings or queens or a leader. Everyone is their own leader. We understand the prioritizing of productivity and efficiency for the collective good. We are self-motivated. In human physiology terms, we are able to maintain a low cortisol and medium dopamine level. We avoid extreme emotions. Not too happy, not too sad.
Sounds a lot like the Confucian concept of Zhuangyong, the mean. It talks about how we can guide our lives through logic and avoid the extremes. Then we find harmony. However, people of my generation are so not up to that. We look for extreme experiences. People go skydiving, bungee jumping, speedboarding. The faster, the happier, the more extreme, the more popular. Just watch people on TikTok. People find so much pleasure in doing these things. It's insane.
I think that's what's missing on our planet. Pleasure. Even though our society is running at its optimal level, we constantly think of alternative ways of being. We started researching how social fabric can be formed differently. Your story about how food reminds you of your identity is fascinating for me. Now, I wonder what eating feels like.
You do realize that you have rather awkward posture, don't you?
What do you mean?
We don't sit on the floor like that. My parents used to tell me that's how poor people sit. If you want to be seen as proper, you wouldn't sit like that.
Where I'm from, we have long since abolished the concept of proper posture and etiquette. Let me tell you a story. Years and years ago, we underwent a brutal intergalactic war. To hide from our oppressors, my people started wearing makeup and cologne to disguise ourselves. One day, an enemy soldier noticed the way we sat and ate our food. They were able to identify us from that, and as a consequence, they decided to punish us with 3 years and 8 months of turmoil.
There's also a similar conversation here about the concept of beauty. We now talk about diversity and body positivity. We talk about mental health and wellness. When I first heard of them, I thought that's bull. I was busy enough making people pay respect to me. I wanted them to see me as equal. I learned how to speak properly, dress properly, order dishes in the restaurants with the correct pronunciation. I had no mind space for wellness and mental health at all. Now that I've been here a few years, I realize that I need to stop tiptoeing around people and be who I am. I no longer force myself to eat, walk, and talk in a certain way. I met new friends. I'm much more content with myself. I think I've found inner peace.
Inner peace?
I also found space for empathy.
When one is no longer constricted by the way one needs to behave, one will find their own way to adapt to this world.
When we no longer define a person by their outlook, we can finally see everyone as equals. We will see more similarities amongst us, between us and nature.
By that time, we will all be free to voyage, free to explore the cosmos, free to find out who we truly are. Question for you. With all your existing knowledge and technology, why do some of you still think of your planet as a flat disk, when all evidence tells you that you are walking on a spinning globe?
I was at first frustrated and angry about this too. I mean, how could they not believe in this very basic fact? But later, I realize there is a lot more to this. Have you heard of the story about the blind men and the elephant?
Once there is a group of blind men. They're all touching the same elephant. However, they're all describing it differently. One says it's like a tree, as he touches the leg. One says it's like a stone, as he touches the head. One says it's like a whip as he touches the tail. One says it's like the palm tree as he touches the ear. They're unable to come to a consensus as they're so confident about their own observations.
We build our worldview through our own ways of observing the world. We are often unaware of how biased we can be. We can also forget the lens we have placed in front of our eyes. That's why we have to stay critical. Ask ourselves if we see the whole fact, or we're just touching the edge of a bigger truth.
Does it mean that those who believe that the Earth is flat are not seeing the whole truth?
I meant that they are, in their own ways, questioning the facts they're receiving from the big guys. They choose not to believe in authorities who hold the cash, write the books, tell the stories on TV and all.
Then how? How can you stay together when you cannot even agree on the shape of your own planet?
You know what? I don't know. I guess I'm still learning how to coexist.
Do you now believe I'm from another planet?
Does it even matter?
To be one of the strokes. Now look at the mess you made me make. Hitchhiking with a monogram suitcase. Miles away from any half-useful imaginary highway. I'm a big name in deep space. Ask your mates. But Golden Boy's in bad shape. I found out the hard way that here ain't no place for dolls like you and me. Everybody's on a barge floating down the endless stream of great TV. 1984, 2019, maybe I was a little too wild in the 70s. Rocket ship Greeks down the cracks of my knuckles. Karate bandana, warp speed cheek, hair down to there. Impressive mustache, love came in a bottle with a twist of cap. Let's all have a swig and do a hot laugh. So who you gonna call? The Martini Police.
Thank you so much for listening to Radio Neighborhood. The human was Susie Hung. The alien was Jennifer Lynn. The script was written by John Chan, with music and sound by Ghost Chan. This is a Ghost and John project, curated by Sandra Lam, commissioned by Deptford X and Bow Arts. And I am Daniel York Lowe. To know more about this project, please visit ghostandjohn.art. Thank you. Goodbye.
From the back seat, but it's all right, 'cause you love me, and you recognize that it ain't how it should be. Your eyes are heavy and the weather's getting ugly, so pull over, I know the place. Don't you know an apparition is a cheap day? What exactly is it you've been drinking these days? Jukebox in the corner, long hot summer. You got a film upon the wall, and it's dark enough to dance. What do you mean you've never seen Blade Runner? Or maybe I was a little too wild in the 70s. Back down to earth with a lounge in a shimmer. Elevator down to my make-believe residence.
forever to get to your eyes.